Today, the organization that attacked us on 9/11 is a shadow of its former self. It's true, different al-Qaeda affiliates and extremist groups have emerged from the Arabian Peninsula to Africa. The threat these groups pose is evolving. But to meet this threat, we don't need to send tens of thousands of our sons and daughters abroad or occupy other nations. Instead, we'll need to help countries like Yemen, Libya, and Somalia provide for their own security and help allies who take the fight to terrorists, as we have in Mali. And where necessary, through a range of capabilities, we will continue to take direct action against those terrorists who pose the gravest threat to Americans.
That was President Obama during the State of the Union address, using political speak to tell the American people to prepare themselves for the age of drone warfare. Whether we like the idea of remote killing or not, we're going down that road, and it may already be too late to control it. By phone at 503-230-2300, or online at tomdwyer.com, where Tom Dwyer Automotive Services, trusted to keep your vehicles safe, breakdown-free, and operating at their best.